Hello, dear friends. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba, once again here in Dallas, Texas, with my wife, Tarina, here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America. Well, as I said yesterday, I continue teaching on my podcast, and mainly I'm teaching as pertains to faith. I'm teaching on the laws of faith, God's laws of faith. God's laws of faith are established laws that cause us to achieve things in the kingdom of God. You see, nations have laws which citizens have to abide to. These laws dictate as to how citizens of that country should behave, even a city, even counties like here in America. So even God himself is governed by laws. You know, the accuracy of God is seen from the way that the worlds are established. There is no error in whatsoever God has established. There is no error in his maintenance of the solar system. There is no error in the galaxies that he has established. It blows my mind that because of God's accuracy in his calculations in physics, in chemistry, in whatever field you can think of that pertains to engineering, God is perfect. If he wasn't perfect, the natural laws which are followed by physicians, which are followed by scientists, which are followed by astrologers who go into outer space, calculating the distance of the moon from the earth, the speed of the rocket or the spaceship that's going to land on the moon, at what time and when, the attachment of capsules in the heavenlies to get to the space center takes a lot of calculation, but it all relies on the established laws that God has already put in place. You understand? If the worlds were not orderly done, you know, properly done, there wouldn't be any laws that would exist today. But because God's laws are established, because of the God's laws are accurate, it gives a platform for any engineer, physician, scientist to establish and calculate things in this life that will be balanced by basing their calculations on the laws, the physics of God, the laws of God. And so we have these laws also in the Word of God. They are laws of healing. Laws that lead to healing. There are laws of prosperity. Laws that are biblically established by God to cause us to prosper. There are laws of faith that cause us to overcome things beyond our comprehension. We've seen great men of God who established and succeeded in achieving great things because they followed God's laws. So, I'll continue from where I left off. In the book of Hebrews, the book of Hebrews is the basic book, especially chapter number 11, that teaches about faith, the walk of faith. It's a faith book, Hebrews and chapter 11. I'm reading from verse number 10 of Hebrews 11. If we go to 11, we find Hebrews 11 and 11. It says, by faith, Sarah herself also received the strength to conceive. Who received strength? Sarah. Who is Sarah? Sarah was the wife of Abraham. What you need to know is Sarah was past the age of bearing children. But because of faith that she had in the word of God that was spoken to her, and the faith of Abraham combined caused them to have a son by the name of Isaac. So the Bible is telling us that
By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Now, this is very important for us to know. She was past the age of bearing. What does that mean? That means she couldn't conceive. She didn't have anything that would sustain a child. She wouldn't carry a pregnancy. You understand? But because she believed in the word that was spoken by God, a supernatural healing must have taken place within her body to put things right. Suddenly, she was just like a young virgin. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. But what you need to know is that it did not just happen to Sarah by accident. Sarah judged him faithful who had promised. What does judged him faithful who had promised mean? It means that she trusted in the God who spoke to her that she was going to have a son even in her old age. She regarded the word of God as coming from a faithful God who never let her down. That's the key to getting answers supernaturally from God. Verse 12. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. Therefore, we see from here, from one man, and as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the heavens. Listen, friends, from one man, Abraham, and his wife Sarah, because of their believing in God, guess what happened? Because they believed in God, they received a miracle of sustenance to the extent that they became forefathers of the Israelite tribe, the children of Israel. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude. It only takes one man believing God. You see, you as a person, one man in a family, one man in a city, one man in a nation, you can change the world. It doesn't take two, although two is better than one. That's what the Bible said. But imagine Billy Graham, one man, standing firm and believing God for the souls of the nations. I remember attending the Billy Graham Evangelistic Conference in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, organized by Billy Graham. There were itinerant evangelists from all over the world. Billy Graham paid for our air tickets. I came from Zambia, Africa, to Europe. Going there, paid for by Billy Graham Association. My friend, that takes a lot of faith. It takes a lot of grit. It takes a lot of believing God. One man brought thousands to Amsterdam for the conference of itinerant evangelists. Itinerant means evangelists who move on. They're not based like in one place. But you see, even Billy Graham, in him being one man, he had a coordination of a team. He had people that worked with him. But still, the prominency of the name was Billy Graham, because he is the one who carried the faith. Reinhard Bonnke, used by God tremendously. I was with Reinhard Bonnke in South Africa. We went to the meeting in Harare when he was dedicating the yellow tent. We were at the Sheraton Hotel where Reinhard Bonnke was hosting a conference for evangelists, and he was going to dedicate his yellow tent. We stayed in a hotel in Harare, paid for by Reinhard Bonnke. See, these people of faith, man, they can believe beyond comprehension. We had a successful time in Harare. because of Reinhard Bonnke. And Reinhard Bonnke has gone on to be with the Lord. But look at what, how God used him to reach millions. When I was with him at the Tafawa Balewa Square with Archbishop Idahosa in Nigeria in 1984, we saw thousands upon thousands. In fact, they said there was like 1.5 million people that listened to the message of Reinhard Bonnke. Friends, it takes one man. Many people say, what can I do? What can God do with me? I'm just one man. No, you one man, you have a mighty team when you come in partnership with God to reach the world for Jesus. You are a mighty team. So therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude. From one man, as good as dead. What we are saying is, you see, you could be one man with no money, one man with no home, one man with no, you know, sustenance, no finances. But because you have surrendered yourself to God, God can open doors that will baffle you. God can open doors that can accelerate your ministry to reach millions upon millions around the world. Innumerable as a sand which is by the seashore. In fact, that's what God had said. Verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Here now Paul is saying, although these great men of faith never saw the promise, never really saw the fulfillment of what they were believing as such, but they believe, they look forward to a place. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them. And then he remembered that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. You see here, on earth we are pilgrims. Pilgrim is a man on a spiritual journey. We are pilgrims and strangers on this planet. Because our main aim is to go to heaven. That's where we're headed to. Now listen. Verse number 14. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. Verse 15. And truly, if they had called to mind and that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. You see, it looks like, you know, many times when you reach an end, you think that's the end of the story. No, there is a city that God has prepared for all his children in the heavenlies. That city, we shall find it. That city, we shall live in it. That city will be our abode for years and years to come. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Now, Isaac was his only son, the only son of Abraham and Sarah. Abraham was asked by God to sacrifice him. You see, God will test you to see how committed you are to his vision, or how committed you are to the call that is upon your life. Having given Abraham a son, now he asked Abraham to sacrifice the very son that he had given him. Guess what? Abraham believed God and took Isaac, his son, to Mount Moriah to sacrifice him. The Bible said, for he knew that the God who had given him, even if he was to sacrifice Isaac, God would raise him up from the dead. That was a sign and symbol of the coming of Jesus and dying on the cross and being buried and on the third day rise again from the dead. It was a resurrection, an enactment of a resurrection. Because can you imagine, Abraham was ready to get his son, and he took his son to Mount Moriah, the mountain of sacrifice, to sacrifice his only son. As they were going up the mountain, his son Isaac asked him, "Father, where are we going?" He said, "We are going to sacrifice unto God." He said, "But we have the wood. But where is the sacrifice?" See? And Abraham knew that Isaac was the actual sacrifice, his own son. Friends, God will test your virtue. See, I had one job when God found me. I was working for the Cooperville Power Company. I was a big boss, my friend. I had a big house with a swimming pool. I had a 3-bedroom house. Nice, beautiful house in a high-cost area. Most of the people who lived there were only engineers, technicians like me, and foremen. And I had a home right there in that street, 15th Street, I'll never forget. Beautiful, nice, yellow-painted house. Nice and beautiful. Then I had a company car. I had people working under me. I had over some 20-some workers working under me. I was building substations for the Cooperville Power Company. On the Cooperville, these substations were providing millions and millions of dollars to the power company as they sold the equipment or the electricity to the mining industry. But you see, when God called me, when God came and visited me and called me to the ministry, I had to resign my job. I had to surrender my home. I had to leave the kids in the hand of their grandmother to look after them while I was in Bible school. I had to obey the voice of the Lord. You know what? It took a lot of grit. But the outcome was I was trained in Bible school and I came to Zambia, started a church and had many people blessed. I was on radio and television broadcasting to thousands and millions around the world. So my point here is that, you see, he says, "Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. But these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland." Verse 15, "And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them." See, God has prepared a city for us. Desiring to do the will of God is the biggest offering you can give to the Master Jesus and to those in leadership. So we see, he says in verse 15, "And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises of offered up his only begotten son." You see, when asked to sacrifice his son, Isaac, Abraham did it. And by him obeying those instructions, he opened the door for God's only son also to be sacrificed for us humankind. And so we see here, "But now they desire better, that is a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, 'In Isaac your seed shall be called.'" Genesis 21 verse 12. "Concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense." You see, the very aspect of Abraham going ahead to sacrifice his own son was a prophetical event, pinpointing or pointing towards the sacrifice that these the children of God were going to implement and use to be blessed by the living God of Israel. So we see that verse 19 says, or verse 18 says, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called. Genesis 21 verse 12. Concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative speech. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. So we can see here that the aspect of Abraham getting ready to sacrifice his only son Isaac was a prophetic picture of what God was about to do to release Jesus to come and die for us, all humankind, at the cross of Calvary and set us free. See, this faith walk is something to trust and walk by, because it's by the walk of faith that we shall see mighty miracles happen, that we shall see doors open for some of us to intermingle properly and have a place at the high table. But my friend, my challenge to you is walk by faith and not by sight, and always then to learn from the God of heavens, for he will show you and me the ways to glory. Well, my friend, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba with my wife Tarina Mwamba signing off right now from Dallas, Texas, the United States of America, and said, be blessed. By the way, I wanted to remind you that there was a very bad shooting here by one guy, a young guy, I think he's 18. He bought these rifles and went to a school in somewhere in southern part of the United States. This guy had been posting, I think, online. He said he was gonna kill his own grandmother. He went there, he had bought two automatic rifles. He went and shot his grandmother in the face. Then people heard the shots, so they called the police. And when the police came, they saw this guy running, driving in the car, and crashed by the school. Then he jumped out of the car, then went ahead and found a classroom full of kids. He closed the door, jammed it so that nobody would run away, and he took up his rifle and killed 19 little kids plus two teachers, total of 21. You know, this is mind-blowing acts of wickedness. By the way, they managed, the police managed to shoot the guy down, and he died on the spot. So let's keep in prayer for this school and the parents who lost these little ones, who were innocent, just being in class, and died at the hand of this lunatic. Let's pray God's grace to prevail. Father, we thank you for your mercy. We pray for all those parents who lost their kids in this carnage that took place in South Texas, that God, you are well able to perform a miracle. You are well able to do wonders. You are well able to protect thine own from the dangers of the devil. Lord, we commit ourselves into your hand and look forward for the blessings that you grant us and wisdom that is going to be poured upon our lives. We bless your name and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, friends, like I said before, when I finish the message, I'm getting set for the next one. So look around, I'll be coming. God bless you and bye-bye.